Hey guys, how's it going? This is Leo for actualized.org, and in this video I thought I'd do something a little bit different because some of you have been asking about nutrition, and I've posted a few videos up there about proper nutrition, and I've been criticizing a lot of you for eating junk food. So I thought that I would show you something practical, something that I like to make and how I like to eat clean. I've really worked on my diet a lot over the last few years, especially just been cleaning it up through going and cleaning up in phases, basically, trying different diets, experimenting with different stuff, reading a lot of books on nutrition and fitness, and just trying to be healthier because I actually want to value my health. Not saying that I value my health, but practically value my health. And what that means is what I'm going to show you guys here. So I'm going to show you what it really means to eat something healthy. Now, for many of you, this is probably going to blow your mind. As simple as it is, it's going to shock you what I'm going to show you. Because honestly, it took me about 8 years because I used to be fat. I used to be 65 pounds heavier than I am now. I was that way for my whole life. And it took me about 8 years after I lost all that weight. Even though I lost it, I was still eating a lot of junk food. I was eating garbage, just horrible stuff that has been causing me all sorts of problems and will have really destroyed my body down the road if I continued that way. So progressively, what I started doing is cleaning up my diet more and more and more. And now I'm at the point where I'm eating really, really healthy, and this is something that's just like a part of my lifestyle. This is something I love. Where before I had to really force myself to do it, now it's really something that I'm passionate about, and I continue to work on this. So I'm still not 100% clean. I'm continuing. Right now I'm actually going kind of through a vegetarian phase where I'm experimenting with vegetarianism, which is something I thought I would never try, but given the research that shows that it's so healthy for you, I am on board. So let me show you how to actually create something healthy. Let's see. What I'm going to do is basically create a salad. I feel like I'm Emeril Lagasse here or Rachel Ray from the Food Network. I've got all this produce and all this stuff, but really very simple. So here's what we got. The bottom line is that you need to be eating a lot of vegetables in your diet. And some people will lump fruits and vegetables together. No, that's wrong. Fruits are okay. You can eat them in moderation, but you should not be relying on fruits. You should be relying on vegetables. The bulk of your diet should be green, leafy vegetables and other vegetables that have all sorts of different pigments and colors, because the pigments and colors in the vegetables have all sorts of natural nutrients that you can't get anywhere else. You can't get them in synthetic form. You can't get them in a McDonald's cheeseburger. So this is the stuff that you really should be eating. This is what your ancestors were eating 100,000 years ago, right? They were not eating giant genetically modified fruits, and they were not eating cheeseburgers, and they were not eating wheat, they were not eating bread, they were not eating pasta, they were not eating any of the nonsense garbage that you guys are eating. So look, here's what we want. We want the maximum possible vegetables, and we want them cooked as little as possible, so ideally raw. Raw is what you want to be eating. That's what your body burns the best. It burns it cleanest. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel energetic and light. It doesn't make you drowsy. And it's the healthiest. It produces the least toxins, which ultimately are going to lead to all sorts of nasty diseases down the road. So here what I've got is I've got some wild arugula from Trader Joe's. I'm going to pile that on. I like to pile on the greens. I'm also going to take just some romaine lettuce. Also from Trader Joe's, it's organic. Everything that I'm using here is going to be organic. So I'm going to pile that on in large quantity. Then what else do we have? I've just recently started trying these. These are sugar snap peas, also organic. They look like a little kind of green bean looking deal. Look, and you can just eat them raw. They're really good. So I'm going to pile those on. And then what I've got here is I've got some organic red bell peppers. These guys I sliced up a few days ago and I just kept them in my fridge. So I did some of the prep work here. In reality, this is going to take you longer to do than what I'm showing you, because I've already washed some of this stuff. I've already prepared it. I've sliced some of it. So that's prep work you're going to have to do. I've got some radishes here, nice red radish. These guys I've got to slice up. So basically, what you got to start doing and what I've been getting on board to is eating more raw, because I think that even when you read a nutrition book and they tell you to eat more vegetables, you tend to start to think like, okay, more vegetables, what does that mean? That means like I'll eat more potatoes and I'll eat more I'll eat more sautéed vegetables or stir-fried vegetables or fried vegetables, and you'll count that as a vegetable. That's not really a vegetable. That is you kidding yourself. A real vegetable is either raw or in almost raw form. So maybe if you lightly steam it, like steamed broccoli, or you just very lightly, lightly saute something. But otherwise, don't delude yourself into thinking that you're eating vegetables. And potatoes do not count as a vegetable. Neither does rice. Neither does grain. I'm talking about vegetables that your mom forced you to eat when you were a kid. That's basically what's the healthiest for you. And all these vegetables I get organic. Who really knows if organic is better? I haven't really found conclusive evidence of that. But if you care about your health and you want to avoid potential problems down the road, you know, why not? I think it's a good expense to have. I mean, organic vegetables, they'll cost you about twice as much, a little bit less than twice as much than conventional. But when it comes to your health, you don't want to be cheap. All right. So we've got that. What else do I want? Tomato. Let's slice this guy up. He's also organic. And what this is going to do is this is going to create a salad, and then I've also got some pasture-raised eggs that I'm going to throw on top of it that I've already cooked up on a skillet. All right, so we got tomatoes. Bam. Now here's a trick that I just recently discovered, which is, I would say, $1 million trick. And that is, get a big plate. If you're eating lots of vegetables, you need to eat a large quantity of them, otherwise you're going to be hungry, just because there's more volume and less calorie. They're less calorie dense. So this is not like eating a candy bar, a Snickers bar, which takes this much volume but has 1,000 calories in it, right? This whole thing right here, this whole plate, look at this. This is a massive plate of food. This is something that they would serve to probably a family of four, right? But this is vegetables. You can't get fat off this if you eat this. So you want large volume of vegetables. That means you have to buy more of them, really stock up on a lot of them, and don't be afraid to pile them on. You're gonna need them, otherwise you're gonna feel hungry. So this meal, I'll actually burn through it pretty quick and I'll start to feel hungry in a few hours just because they're vegetables. That's how it's supposed to be. And the trick is get a large plate. These are the plates I had that I've used previously when I was not eating so many vegetables. And really, this plate is too small. You can't fit enough vegetables on this plate. So this is something that's like very practical, but if you don't have a large plate and you don't get this idea, then you're gonna be struggling and you're not gonna be getting enough. You're gonna feel hungry, and basically then you're gonna drop off your vegetarian diet, or you're gonna drop off some healthy diet because you're simply not having enough vegetables. You need huge quantities of them. Don't be shy. Okay, so this is basically what I've got here, and what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna make a dressing for my salad. And what I've got here is I've got organic extra virgin olive oil, first cold press. This is the best that you can get. So by that, I'm just going to pour that into my cup. And with it, I'm going to mix half a lemon. Just going to squeeze that in there. Lemons, it's not important to buy organic because really organic you want to buy if you're going to be eating the outer part of the vegetable or the fruit. So any kind of fruit or vegetable that you end up peeling, it's not so important because the pesticides and whatever chemicals they use when they're spraying them with non-organic vegetables, that stuff is going to be discarded anyways because you're not going to eat the peel. But for example, stuff like tomatoes, you're not going to peel, so you want those to be organic. And things like little baby carrots, you know, you're not going to peel those, and you're not going to, of course, peel your leaves, so your greens, you want those organic for sure. All right, so I've got that. This is lemon juice and olive oil. And the other thing I do is I buy this organic brown mustard, which is made with apple cider vinegar. And really the ingredients are whole organic mustard seed, organic apple cider, vinegar, water, and sea salt. So this is good and healthy stuff. I'm going to take a scoop of that and just mix it all in here. And I eyeball all this, so I don't measure anything. It just takes too long to measure stuff. So I eyeball it to get enough dressing to cover as much salad as you want, and just pour it on like that. Okay. And then I am gonna salt this guy. So salt, as far as salt goes, get rid of all your white table salt. That stuff is poison for you. It's chemically processed and stripped of all nutrients. This, what I have is I have a pink Himalayan sea salt. You can also get other varieties of natural salt like Celtic sea salt. And first of all, you find that they taste so much better. And you can just see that this is natural. Like this is what you would imagine them picking out of the sea or filtering it from the ground or wherever, however they obtain this stuff. But what's nice about this is that this kind of salt, this is actually good for you. It's got nutrients in it, minerals in it, that your white table salt doesn't have. So this I use in large quantities. I'm not afraid to salt stuff. I'll salt in large quantities because these vegetables otherwise are pretty bland. There's nothing too exciting going on here. But one of the things that you notice is that once you start to wean yourself off the junk food and you start to wean yourself off the even the more healthy food, which is still junky, like if you're eating breads or if you're eating any kind of grains, really, once you start to wean yourself off of that stuff, you start to feel so much better and your tastes start to change. And the stuff that you thought you needed, like you needed that barbecue sauce and that ranch dressing and that mayo and, you know, all those like bold titillating flavors, you're going to notice that they're not that important and that you don't really miss them. And what you start to develop is you start to develop this like higher value, higher appreciation of eating food for you that's actually healthy. Something that's actually healthy, like this. Like right now, I bet if I gave you this salad, even though it looks nice and everything, if I gave this to you and I said, eat this for a week, make one of these every day and just eat it for a week, your mind and your body and your taste buds would just rebel against it because you're so used to all the junk that you're eating if you're eating a standard American diet, right? You're eating all the sugars, all those lattes you're buying, all the milk products that you're eating, the dairy, the wheat. Like, I'm not even talking about the worst of the junk food. Even the stuff that you would get at a decent restaurant is still garbage. It's really garbage. It's destroying you from the inside out. It's causing cancer. It's causing Alzheimer's disease. It's causing heart disease. It's causing diabetes. Of course, it's causing all your weight gain, all your fat. If you're fat, the only reason that you're fat is because you eat a very poor diet and you also don't exercise ever. So that is what's killing you there. And that is going to have a horrible, horrible effect on your performance in life and what you can really achieve. So if I gave this salad to you, my point was, is that you would eat it, but you wouldn't be satisfied with it. You would want that bold, stimulating flavor that you get right now with whatever it is that you're addicted to food-wise. So it takes some time to wean yourself off of it. And eventually when you do wean yourself off, you feel so much better. And what you discover is that you start to actually get a sense of appreciation for eating something healthy, even though it doesn't taste as good. So this doesn't taste as good as a Big Mac, right? It doesn't taste as good as a steak smothered in barbecue sauce or ribs with barbecue sauce or something like that. But it feels good. It feels good to eat it because you know that you're burning clean. It's like you're putting clean fuel into your car. But your car here is your body. Your body is your car. And it also affects the performance of your mind. So this stuff, you have to really, you have to train yourself to like this. But when you do actually like it. And, now I enjoy this, and I enjoy it on different levels. I enjoy it both on the level of taste, but also on the level of the higher values that I'm after. So the other thing that I've got that I'm going to put on here, because there's not much protein here, is eggs. And most of you probably have not even had a real egg in your life and don't know what a real egg is. What is a real egg? A real egg is this. It's a pasture-raised egg. This is not simply organic. This is pasture raised. This means that the hen was let out to pasture and was let out to roam around in the sun on a prairie and actually eat bugs and grass and whatever it is that hens eat. They were able to eat that stuff, what they naturally eat, and they were able to be outdoors, and then they were able to lay these eggs, and then you get these eggs, pasture-raised eggs. I get these guys at Whole Foods. Now, this carton costs about $7. What does a standard carton of eggs cost? A standard carton of eggs costs about $2. You could probably even get them for $1.50 if you get larger than a dozen. Organic eggs cost around $4.50. So this is twice, almost twice as expensive as an organic egg. An organic egg is almost twice as expensive as a standard egg. So this is about, I would say, seven times more expensive than a standard egg. Now you might wonder, well, that's expensive. I don't have that kind of money to burn on stupid eggs. Well, what you don't realize is that you haven't really read some of the shocking things about how eggs are produced and what they feed those hens. And what they feed traditional hens, those cheap white eggs that you buy at Walmart or wherever, what they feed them is they feed them corn and soybeans, and they basically disease them from the inside out because they feed them the lowest quality food that can possibly be fed in order to keep that hen literally barely breathing and laying eggs. And then that hen pops out that egg, and then that egg is cartoned, and then you buy it at Walmart. And what happens is that then you're eating that egg, but the nutritional value of that egg is significantly lower than the nutritional value of this egg. And you can actually see it. When you start cracking these eggs, I'll actually show you in another segment. When you actually start cracking these eggs, you'll see that they crack different. Their shell, it breaks apart differently than a traditional egg. And also the yolk. The yolk is a bright, not a bright, but a deep, rich orange. It's not a yellow color. It's not that pale yellow yolk. These are real eggs, and when you actually buy this, I encourage you just to buy it once, even if you're not going to be making a habit of it. Buy it once and take a look at the consistency and the quality of the yolk and the whites and the shell, and you're going to see that there's something to this idea that these are really different than what you're normally being fed. Pasture-raised eggs. They're expensive, but this is the stuff that you should be eating if you're going to be eating any kind of animal protein at all. It should be pasture-raised. It should not be factory farmed. So I've already cooked up some eggs. I made three of them, just kind of put them in a pan and fry them up for 5 minutes. So I'm just gonna toss these on top. I already salted them. And that is it. So that's my meal. So this will last me for pretty much half the day. Right now, I'm not eating that much. I'm not working out at the gym so much. I'm not trying to put on too much muscle. I've actually been losing that. And that means I can get away with eating less like this. But if I was really working out a lot and I need a lot of energy and I was burning through a lot of calories, then I'd probably have to eat like three of these salads a day, plus other stuff that I eat. I mean, this is not all I eat. I'll eat dark chocolate. I'll eat wild Alaskan smoked salmon. What else do I eat? I will eat these desserts that I make from frozen berries, organic frozen berries, which are really awesome. And before I went on to this vegetarian phase, I really liked to eat grass-fed organic steak, which you can get at Whole Foods and other places like at higher quality markets. So basically, I mean, this is what I eat. Now, you got to ask yourself, how close is your diet to this? Are you eating this, or what are you eating? How much of your diet is fried? How much of it is just totally overcooked? How much of it is seared and grilled and charred? How much of it is like totally stewed and sautéed so all the nutrients are gone? How much of it is coming from high-quality ingredients versus low-quality ingredients? What percentage of your diet is vegetables? And what percentage of your diet is fruits? And I mean real vegetables, not potatoes and other junk vegetables. I mean real leafy, either green or red or orange vegetables. So how much is your diet like that versus the standard American diet? I'm willing to bet that what you're eating right now is 100 times worse than what I'm showing you guys. And the reason that is because I know how hard it is to make the switch. It takes It takes discipline. It also takes an awareness. It takes a higher awareness and understanding of what the hell is going on. You have to read nutrition books. You have to really build a case for yourself to convince yourself of why you should be eating this way versus not. Because to eat like this, even though this was a simple setup that I had here, and I made this meal in about 10 minutes, this is not something you're going to do. This is not something that comes naturally and easily in our culture. In our culture, what comes naturally and easily are the donuts and bagels at work. It's the McDonald's breakfast sandwich that you get on your way to work when you're rushed. It's the McDonald's that you get for your kids when you got to take them to soccer practice and you don't have much time. It's the expensive restaurant that you go out to and that expensive steak that you buy with your girlfriend or boyfriend. You go out and you do that a couple times a week or whenever, a couple times a month. Well, what do you think? Do you think that expensive steak, do you think that's an organic steak? Do you think that is a pasture-raised steak, grass-fed steak? No, that's the cheapest possible steak that they could buy so that that restaurant could have the highest profit margin. So even if you're going to a really expensive steakhouse that's charging you $40 for a New York strip, that New York strip they're serving you, that's the lowest possible cut, the lowest possible quality of meat that they could have found and sold you because they're trying to keep their margins up. And so even though you're paying a lot for it, maybe it comes with some fancy side dishes and some fancy service and a fancy decor and white tablecloth, but what you're actually feeding your body is still garbage. So, like I was saying, this is a tough transition to make, and to start to make this transition, you have to build a case in your mind for why it's important. You have to start to notice the effects that all the junk food that you're eating is having on your performance at work, on your performance with your family, on your performance in bed, on your mood, and ultimately on your health. Because the reason that I'm bought into this is because I want to live a long life and I want to live a healthy life, and I don't want cancer, I don't want Alzheimer's disease, I don't want to be fat. I was that way, and it's horrible, it's disgusting, it's pathetic, it hurts your self-esteem, it hurts your ability to be in a successful relationship, whether you believe that or not, it actually does, as shallow as that may sound. So all of these are factors. And for me, probably the most important factor is the fact that I really value my purpose in life and I value the work that I do. I really want to have an impact on people. And to do that, that means, A, I need to live long enough to do that. And I want to live as long as I can because in my later years, when I'm going to be 60 and 70 and 80, hopefully I get to that point, that's when some of my best work can happen because my work is intellectual. So by that point, I can just imagine how much knowledge I've built up, how much wisdom I have, and how well I can communicate that to other people. And so that's really when I'm going to be in my prime, is when I'm going to be much older. Not right now. Right now, I'm just starting up. And so to be at that older age and to be able to have the kind of impact that I want, well, I know that I need to be healthy because if I'm going to be 60 years old, let's say, and I'm going to have back problems, and I'm going to have cancer problems, and I'm going to have various diseases, and I'm going to be overweight, I'm not going to have energy, I'm going to be impotent. If I have all those problems, then how am I going to be able to communicate? How am I going to be able to go out there with energy and give a speech? How am I going to be able to write something powerful? How am I going to be able to coach people? How am I going to be able to do whatever it is I'm doing at that point? And I'll probably have many things that I can't even imagine on my plate then that I don't have right now. So how am I going to have the energy and the health to do that? Well, this is it right here. This is how. And this is not just for the future. I mean, this is giving me health right now. This is giving me energy right now. If I were to replace this right now with a cheeseburger and fries and a milkshake, and that's what I was going to eat, then I would literally feel so bad that I would not be able to continue to work after shooting this video. I'd have to go sit down and take a breather for a couple hours just to recuperate, right? I remember how that was, feeling lethargic and sleepy and just absolutely god-awful. So this thing is serving me now because I'm going to eat this and I'm going to feel great. I'm going to feel light and empty and I'm going to be able to go and do whatever I want to do. I just came back from the gym, so I'm already feeling pumped, and I wanted to shoot this video for you guys because I knew you guys were asking about nutrition and I wanted to show you what it really looks like to eat healthy. So if you're taking one thing away from this, it's eat more green vegetables, start cleaning up your diet, because it's really important to the performance and the quality of life that you're going to have. If you want to live an extraordinary kind of life, the kind of life that I want for you guys, if you want to really become self-actualized, which is the mission of actualized.org, then you have to start looking after your nutrition. It's all connected together. Don't start to separate different parts of your lives. You have to see how everything is intertwined. All right, this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. I'm going to enjoy my tasty meal here. And what I would like from you is I would like you to leave some comments down below, share your experiences with cleaning up diet. Also, please like this and share this, spread the message, and I'd like you to check out our newsletter at actualized.org, where you can go and sign up for the newsletter, which means you're going to get awesome weekly updates, free videos that I release every week, articles, other downloads that I plan to have, and of course, the reason you want to sign up beyond the bonuses that we've got is because I bring you wisdom. I bring you the stuff that you need to know to develop this higher sense of understanding in your life, to really start to cultivate an awesome life in every part of your life. Get every domain of your life handled so that you can live an exciting, supercharged, vital life full of energy, and then you can inspire other people with that drive. And if you sign up right now, you get an exclusive 19-part video series that is only available to my subscribers, and you also get a chance to win 2 hours of free coaching with me, which I give away to one of my subscribers on the newsletter every month.